This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Do you have a topic? Because, like...
Yes.
I feel like I'm the only naked one here.
Oh, I can be naked if you want.
Want us to be naked?
Oh, I can do that in a heartbeat.
I mean...
You do you, Boo. You do you.
I'm going to do me today, but, like, what are we talking about?
Okay, well, let's, You'll find out in just a second there. Hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual play. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
I am Canes.
I'm Pup Dawson.
And joining us also again for the second time on our show is Scout Winchester. Hello, Scout.
Hello.
Hey, Scout.
Hey. So we've been talking, there's been talk in the chat and everything about what kind of subjects to talk about, what kind of things to have on the show. And Scout here hit me up this morning and said, hey, you should do an episode about service pups. And I thought, well, we were just starting out doing things. And I thought, well, we'll start with service pups. If we have some more time, we'll go into some of the other subjects. So what is a service pup? Yeah, what is a service pup?
Definition. Come on, Scout.
Oh, you just got into
a brand new place. Give us those definitions and those new hoods. How's your new house?
Wow, that is definitely puppy brain. It's like ask a question, ask another question, ask another question. You start to talk, you ask another question.
Exactly. So before we start out with what is a service pup, Scout, how is your new house? How is your new apartment? How is your new place? How have you been since we talked to you the last time?
It's been good. A lot has happened. I'm in the process of searching for a new dog. I'm also a new dog
out of the 20 that you already have?
No, sorry, bio dog.
Okay, bio dog, that works.
For the others, yes, I will eventually add more into my pack. But, and then, long story short, I am now a pet photographer for a pet rescue, which I am extremely happy about and honored. And I got to take a picture of a border collie, which I will hopefully take home, because that is my breed temperament.
Ooh, you don't want a border collie in an apartment.
Not fair.
I had a border collie and I only had an acre's worth of land and that was not enough.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I already have feelings that I'm probably not going to get accepted, which I understand as long as the dog goes into a loving home.
So you're looking at a new dog since the last time he talked to you, a new bio dog since the last time he talked to you. And obviously you've gotten like 9 different pups in with you. So obviously you are the definition of a service pup when it comes to this episode. So aside from, you know, you just doing your best out and moving into a new place, like what have you been up to since we last seen you? I know that you've gotten a couple more pups under your hood since then. So aside from letting us know what a service pup is, let us know how you've gotten there and how you are the most servicey pup here.
It was started since the day I was born. No, I'm kidding. So
it's a dark and stormy night in the upstate New York when all of a sudden this woman popped forth from the brush and gave birth to Scout Winchester.
Romanian, but close enough. No. I've always had a very helpful personality, so I've always enjoyed helping others in the community. Even before I entered the kink community, part of, you know, being a pup for me and the reason why I named myself Scout was I enjoy helping others in the community. So like I mow a lot of people's yards. I do yard work. I also help people emotionally and mentally. So, like, help them go through stuff. I let them vent out. And that's just some of the things I do as a service pup. So, I've been, like, so, for example, I recently helped a friend of mine puppy-proof a house because she just got a puppy today and helped her through the adoption process.
Of a bio puppy.
Of a bio pup, sorry, okay. Yes.
Yes.
I keep forgetting. I have to specify.
On this podcast, you have to specify because, I mean, I had a puppy this morning, but it wasn't a bio puppy. So, you know. And I think okay, my
so
puppy
basically
got
what you're saying is that like a service puppy is like one of those people is like, oh, well, I don't know how to do my taxes, but you know what? I'm going to show you how to sign up for TurboTax.
Yeah, so they
walk you through the steps of that. Like that's what that's what a service puppy is, what you're saying is like somebody who's like, you know what? I know life. I can do all the things, but like, you know what? I might need somebody to stand in line at the DMV for me to just be able to ask those final questions. That's basically what you're saying is what a service puppy is, right?
Yeah. So there's no like definitive definition of a service pup. They're basically pups who want to help. So there's a difference who want to help in the community and who want to help out. I know Keynes has mentioned this before. Like, so for example, they also help in pup moshes. And they fill many roles. So a service pup essentially is a pup who enjoys helping others do better and be better. That's just one of, you know, sort of the definitions, if that makes sense.
That's one definition of a service pup. Now, I know that there's also service pups on the sexual side. So what is that?
So I did a little research. So, like, part of that, I think one of the... What's the word? Where it's derived or comes from. One of the sources is from the old guard leather kink community.
Okay.
Where basically adapts the characteristics of a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So like serving their master or their daddy and help and doing that so sexually. So they may experience some, you know, gratification from helping others that way sexually. So like
So basically it was like, okay, well, I'm going to sit here and like, I'm going to shine your shoes for you. I'm going to make sure that your leather is all good to go. And then I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be a good boy.
It could be a lot of other things too. So sorry, I've been quiet because I've been letting you guys talk, but so.
No, it's good for the first time. That's a first. Wow. Good.
Yes.
Wow. That was harsh. Wow.
Service pups for sure. Do what you were talking about as well, but they can also like be kind of a warmer for like a scene. So like something that I know you're really confused right now. Bear with me. So a service pup can also be like someone who does all the knot tying for getting someone in a bondage type of scenario, and then the dom comes in and takes over, or more of like making sure that that pup is still good with water or whatnot, with a break in between sessions or in the middle of a session, you know, when it's acceptable for that pup to come in and help the other person out. Or if the dom needs something like, oh, need more lube on my dick, like come over and, you know, put lube on my dick for me, because they don't want to necessarily get their hands dirty and then put all of that lube on the gear or the equipment or stuff like that, because that just means more cleanup, unfortunately. But
wish I had a service pup this morning. That would have been great.
Oh, I know.
My pup was here for about an hour because he had to go on a trip somewhere. And he's like, I've got an hour. Can I come over? I was like, sure. So, you know, two things. First of all, lube is slippery, just in case anybody forgot.
Oh, yeah.
And two, any lube designers out there, design your bottles without a slick surface. Because I hate reaching for the lube when I'm all lubed up in my hand and it goes flip and it flies across the room. It's like, no, make it knurled
on the floor.
Right.
I mean, when I make drop it,
make it knurled, make it grippy, make it out of something other than slick glass or plastic, because, oh my God, that just drives me crazy.
Yeah. It has gotten me into some slippery situations.
So basically, service pups can be sexual and non-sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it is basically someone to help out or look after what is going on, whatever the situation is. It doesn't mean that it has to be at a pup mosh. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be sexual. It can be like what I was just doing when I took my straight friend basically to Mr. S, Leather, and basically got him to actually put on gear and do things that were, you know, more so out of his comfort zone, but, you know, got him to start, you know, looking at it and mm-hmm. and doing things in the kink community side of things. So that basically is like a service for him. Like, I basically was helping him through all of that.
All right. Yeah. I ran into a service pup. Well, he's a pup and he's a friend, and we were hooking up one day and he was just hard forever. And then he said, you know, he couldn't come. I said, why can't you come? He says, because it's the medication that I'm on. He says, which is really happy, which for me as a service pup, because I can just fuck everybody in the mosh and not never come and never be, you know, cast aside. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, good for you.
That's one way to think about it.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a really fun idea too. But yeah, could be.
Is it though, like, dangerous? Are you actually going to follow through with that idea?
Follow through with that idea?
Yeah. Are you actually going to follow through with it? Or, like, you just think it's a cool idea?
Wait, what?
Right? I'm confused. I would follow through with it.
To be hard and never come?
Exactly. Like, that's literally my life, is hard and never come.
Well, like, service pup Dawson. T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I'm hard and never come. Kind of like I drink in it's kind of like I drink and know things, but it's I'm hard and never come.
I'm I'm mostly hard and I come. Like, I came a lot today already.
I know. I've seen the videos. You, like, come 10, 15 times a day. God bless you. God bless you.
I know. One of my friends is like, you need to see a doctor. I was like, nope.
If I ever need to find out, like, if I ever need to come up with, like, a gay Jehovah's Witness where I just find a bunch of tablets in the middle of nowhere where it's like, hey, you can come whenever you want. It doesn't matter. You can come every time, all the time. And be like, no, that's not possible. Be like, bruh, can I talk to you about our Lord and Savior, Scout Winchester here, who comes 12 hours a day, every day?
Every day, yes.
It's I'm like, just filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Literally, he's like, hey, you can tell.
Sorry,
literally, Kings. We did, like, it was, what, 3 or 4 episodes ago where we're talking about coming, and Scout's like, hey, just a heads up, you do have my consent to talk about me on the podcast. I'm he like, did, bruh. Yes. Do I even need your consent?
That was a great,
like,
episode.
At this point, like, literally, like, I'm sorry, but you've given your consent 9 times a day in chat. And
every time you post it on Telegram, you've consented to let us talk about it. So
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well then, fun stuff.
So we know Scout is a service pup. Are either one of you service pups, or have you ever filled that role?
Yes.
Okay.
That's literally
multiple times.
I am literally a service pup. That's all I am. I am I am here to please you. I'm here to cuddle. I'm just happy that you called me. Like, the fact that I'm here, the fact that you called me, the fact that I'm able just to be in presence, I'm happy.
Aww. Well, we're happy you're here, too.
I've come to the realization that even the friends that I think I have aren't actually my friends. And, like, just the fact that they call me and I'm around, I'm happy.
Okay.
Just the fact that Puppy just gets to be in the room around people, I'm just happy.
So is there
thank
ever
you for calling me?
You're quite welcome. Is there ever a conflict between service pups if you get more than one in a room?
Scout, do you get jealous sometimes when you're trying to do shit? And, like, see, here's the thing, is I don't know if Scout's the same way or not, but I know, like, okay, service pups can be service pups, but if there's more than, so, like, if there's 5 alphas in the room that the service pups, and there's, like, 3 service pups and 5 alphas, and we can kind of, like, toss each other back and forth and, like, you know, just do our thing, that's cool. But if there's, like, 4 service pups in a room and there's, like, 1 alpha, there's going to be a fight. Like, bruh, I'm trying to impress this bitch. Like, fuck off, Scout. Like, get the fuck out of here. Wow. Like, do you not feel the same, Scout?
I mean, I may feel a little jealous, but I don't act on it, or I try not.
Hey, Scout, you're acting different, okay? You're the, like, the most, like, pristine, cutest alpha pup here, okay? Canes. If me and you were in a room, and me and you are trying to be a service pup to Bear and Scout, who's winning?
I'd let you take it. I'd find other cuties.
That's my philosophy too.
So let me.
I'm not sure that I preface that, please.
It's like, oh, preface that, please.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Just let me take. Just like, you know what? I'm gonna go find somebody else at BLFC. You can have Scout and be, and you can have Scout and Barely. Fuck you. I can find somebody better. Can you preface that, please? Yeah, yes. Motherfucker. You fucking queer.
Wow. So basically what I'm saying is, like, I don't for me, I don't have to be a service puppy. I can be this is the thing that I was trying to explain is I'm switch. So I am dom, side, bottom, sub, whatever you want me to do, service, be the, you know, alpha, be the omega. I can do all of it. Basically, you just have to put me in that position, whatever you want me to do.
So when I get to BLFC and I'm like, hey,
I'm also
like,
switched.
I can't, like, I need to just go have a nap. I can be like, Canes, can you go handle this furry?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, good to know. Because Canes, you're going to be like, literally, Canes, you're going to be like, you're black and white right now. You're literally going to be red and black by the end of this fucking festival. Like, by the end of this, I'm going to be like, literally, I'm like, I'm going to be your service puppy. You're going to be my service puppy, sorry. You're going to be literally be like, hey, I can't do this right now. Puppy, you go. Deal with this. Hey,
wow,
I don't want to do it right now. You go, you be good boy, you just go. And
that's if I am even free.
I promise, after I don't think you realize how everything's like prolapse and everything's like hanging out, I will give it a lick. I will kiss. I will make sure that everything is
Jesus.
I don't care, you can have a prolapse asshole after the BLFC weekend. Jesus. I will be there to make sure that I kiss it better and lick it better and just cuddle your hemorrhoids.
Okay,
that will be me.
Okay,
anyways, well, yeah. Anyways, moving along. Jesus Christ.
So,
as one of my favorite streamers says, Jesus Christ on a bicycle.
Jesus H. Christ. What's the H stand for?
I don't know. Maybe it's silent.
Yeah. Obviously,
like
it's
the P and baby.
Holy.
Jesus, Holy Christ?
Yeah, Jesus, Holy Christ. Or Holly, or Harry, or Harley.
They should have made it an F. Jesus F. Christ. It's Jesus fucking Christ. Anywho's. So I want to ask a question about service pups, about how do you, well, I guess the alpha or the dom would direct the service pup to do things, or does the service pup just see what needs to be done, or is it a combination of the two?
It can be a combination.
Yeah. It's definitely both. Cause like me, I think we did talk about this before, in a past episode about how I will like do something or fix something before, someone even says anything. Because I can, I'm so focused as like a puppy that, when I see something, I'm like, oh, I can just do this now. And then okay. I will clean up and do it and then move on. So like,
yeah, it's kind of like the same thing when I can't see my, am I actually like showing up? Cause I yes, can't see yeah. my bar.
Nope. You're good. Out. Everything's good.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I literally can't see my audio bar showing up. So I don't know if I'm talking or not. So
you're talking.
Thank you.
Okay.
But this is literally the equivalent to like when I went to, like I said, when I was in New York at the Eagle, and all of a sudden I was like, hey, I can't deal with this. I'm going to go start selling sex toys and leather and fucking start sizing up people for cock rings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing is like, it's it's literally just one of those things where, like, all of a sudden, okay, you're in the norm of everything, but hey, it's so, like, Scout, you can completely tell me if I'm wrong or not, but, like, as a service pup, you are, and this may sound fucked up, and I'm sorry if this sounds fucked up, but it is, like, post, like, as if you were, like, post-off trans, but as a pup, trying to handle people. So, like, you're there as a handler, and, like, you know that you need to handle your puppies and everything.
Right, okay.
But when a handler isn't looking around, a service pup is there to finish the job.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah. So
it's like, okay, well, you know what? I'm here as a trans man. I'm post-op, and nobody knows, but, like, my handler or my service pup is going to be like, hey, just to let you know, you're getting in a little deeper than you're supposed to.
Mm. Okay.
So, like, a service pup for me is like, okay, well, when, like, say for instance, like if barely when we go to BLFC, the way that I see this, and this may be fucked up and you guys can consider this between the two of you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I see barely when I go to BLFC, I see barely as my handler.
Mm-hmm.
And Canes is my service pup.
Okay.
So when Barely wants to fuck off and do whatever he wants, mm-hmm. Canes is going to be around to be like, okay, I know where Dawson is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when Canes is off and around being like, oh, well, I want to do whatever I want, Barely is going to be like, okay, well, I got this motherfucker's leash.
Yep.
I'd hope if not, we have an air tag on me and we know where I am.
Oh no, you will be getting an air tag no matter what. So
okay, no, that's we're gonna that's chip the way you, I yes. see a service puppy dynamic. And I don't know if I'm wrong with that, but that's where it kind of where I see it is that like, oh my.
So it definitely can't. Is that for all of us?
Yep.
Yeah. What is?
So he can keep tabs on us all the
that's
time.
Right. It's going right on your collar. Right that's on your collar. That's perfect. Where it's going. Yeah. Yep.
We got two of us. We got mine and we got Barely's.
So no, I got three here. So actually, okay, I think so I've got five or six.
We found no problem.
Yep, no problem.
The only difference is everybody around the entire event being like, hey, there's an air tag following you.
Yeah.
Your collar's beeping.
Do you realize that there's an air tag following you? Yes, I do.
We need it.
I should dress up one day at a con as an air tag.
As an air tag.
Just a big gigantic like air tag. Just like waddle down.
And every 3 seconds go
con 1 year.
And every 3 minutes go beep.
Also, beep. Canes, are you how's the weather over there right now? Because I know this is going to go out afterwards, but I know that you're dealing with
he's further north.
Yeah, so
I know he's further north, but I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, I knew as soon as I found out about it, I'm like, I know you're further north.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yeah. What is the situation with fucking Hillary Clinton right now?
Oh gosh.
So basically it's never gonna touch me.
Nope.
It's not even gonna get close.
Okay, because I can see the back windows is yours. You are like it is bright, like this is mm-hmm. the lightest. Like I know that we're recording a little bit early right now, but like I can see the full sun in your shades right now. Like I can see the actual color of your couch.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because I keep my house. My apartment is very dark a lot of times.
But you got a new plant, like Scout. Like I don't know if you can see this, but that plant.
I know his apartment is so new. Full. I love it.
That couch is brand new. So like the plant and the couch is brand new. So like it's great. But like as soon as like I heard everything was happening, I'm like, bruh. I'm like, I know. But like we like so like when Katrina happened, we're in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, and we still got the tail end of Katrina.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think it's going to reach. Nebraska got he some might, too. You might get some wind and stuff up there.
So there is like a wind advisory for where we live, but 20 mile per hour winds is not that big of a deal for where nothing. We live.
Oh, that that's good.
I can suck you off faster than that.
Yeah, basically.
I can sneeze faster than that.
Also, is there a reason why the three of us are in hoods? Are we just doing this to be cute?
Or I can take my hood off. It's a little hot.
Are we putting this on Facebook?
No.
I've shown my dick so many times.
No, we're not recording the video. It's okay.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm like, my dick has been in this podcast so many times. Well, so I'm like, can we just like, because I'm like, my hair and my beard is so long that I can't do this right now.
Go ahead. Like, it's totally fine.
Thank you, Scout.
I'm just being cute and myself right now.
Because like,
because
I'm just being self-conscious.
I am so itchy. You have no idea. Like, I feel like I'm like full, like I need.
They make razors for that, you know?
No, my only hairdresser is in Toronto and I see them like every fucking 4 months. Like the next time I will get my haircut is before I come and see y'all, because I'll go to Toronto the day before, see my hairdresser, get my haircut, and then hop on a plane and come to Reno.
All right. Well, I mean, you see my hair.
What hair?
I shaved it off before my motorcycle trip because it was, it's always,
How was your trip, by the way?
It was good. It was good. It was, I didn't need to shave my head because it was not hot. We got rained on almost every day. And I'll tell you what, riding in the rain is a pain in the ass. I hate it.
It truly is. So I did a magic show for a biker club, and it was part of like a, like the North
Wait a minute.
Okay.
It's like a biker club?
Yeah.
Okay. So you did like magic.
A biker club for a biker club. It was like the North American biker, whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, shit. Like, okay, so it wasn't like the Hell's Angels.
It's like, I can see Dawson doing magic for Hell's Angels.
There was like 6,000 people there. Like, I don't even know how they fit these million people in the fucking, like, middle of bumfuck nowhere fucking conference center or whatever. But the way it ended up turning out, I was like, okay, well, we're going to try and make this like the opening of the show. We're going to try and make this as like biker as it can be. So they're like, okay, here's a bunch of biker props. So they gave me like a pair of like fucking bike. Like they gave me a bunch of shit from bikes. So they gave me like a gas tank and then a pair of like fucking mufflers. And then they gave me a pair of handlebars, like nothing much to work with. But the best part is that they gave me a pair of chaps. Now, for everybody on the podcast, just a heads up. There's no such thing as assless chaps.
Correct. All chaps.
Finally, someone says it.
Right. Like, yeah.
They are just chaps.
Let it show on the record. Say,
assless chaps just sounds fucking hilarious.
Right. Like, no matter what, it's irregardless.
Assless chaps or chaps, it's the same fucking thing.
However,
when we were at this event, I got everything ready. Dawson was ready to appear out of fucking nowhere on this weird fucking contraption of a motorcycle fucking thing that he created. However, out of 3,000 people that were there at that event, out of 3,000 fucking bikers, out of all of Northwestern America, there was even a motherfucker from the UK that came here. I don't know if he got his bike or if he borrowed it or what the fuck happened, but he was from the UK. I was fucking impressed. Either way, at the end of the day, I ended up appearing out of the middle of nowhere on a motorcycle
with assless
wearing chaps.
Yes.
Assless chaps. However,
irregardless of assless chaps.
Irregardless of assless chaps. I still appeared on that bike the way I was supposed to, on assless chaps and or chaps. However,
what did we learn today? No.
Yes.
What we learned today was Dawson only fits female clothing.
Oh. Okay.
Because out of 3,000 people, do you think that we found a single person that was a male that Dawson could fit into their chaps? No. I had to find a 75-year-old grandma female with chaps that ended up fitting me, that I could appear in front of 3,000 people for their event. So at the end of the day,
Dawson appeared in quote unquote assless chaps in front of 3,000 people that were some 75-year-old, 120-pound motherfucking bitches fucking chaps. I'm like,
so, bruh. So did you wear anything under the chaps?
I had to because it was okay. My uniform.
Oh, okay.
I had to be appropriate.
Aww. Okay.
I'm not like I am right now. You guys can't see my.
Yeah, well, no, we can see your dick. Yeah.
Oh, now we can.
Yeah. And those low-hanging balls. Those are nice.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's always the balls.
Yeah. So, a pair of chaps that have an ass are just called pants. So, you know.
Oh.
That's true.
Well, that's boring.
True. I'm really going to do the rest. I'm going to literally do the rest of the interview like this so that way you guys are like, hold on, let me. There we go.
I'm always distracted. I mean, distracted.
Distracted. Yeah. Okay. So getting back to our subject, since we have digressed.
I'm so sorry.
We're supposed to be talking about service pups, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
for now.
And so. Like how like they help people out and how they're like there to support them and things like that.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Can I also talk about safety?
No.
Yes. Oh. Yes, of course you can.
What was that, sorry?
So like some precautions for safety pups.
Absolutely.
Oh, safety pups. Okay, so like
or not safety pups, service pups.
Service pups and consent. Okay, like literally everybody, if you don't know, the moment that you say consent, Pup Scout is gonna come all over your face.
Yeah.
Pup Scout's favorite and like most my horniest word is consent.
Consent, yes.
So at the end of the day, if we can consent to be in the way that we are right now,
not in Scout's public.
Hey, but as long as you're consent in public, we're okay, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh, so Scout, it's been so long. We love you.
Oh, there's another penis. There's another penis.
Move that microphone. It's cold up here. It's fucking 73 degrees. I need a sweater. Cold. Let me see that tip.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay, so safety. God.
Anyway,
yes, so
safety and consent.
Safety
for so
safety.
So consent, of all, as always, is number one. So the other things are like things to look out for when being a service pup. So like, for example, one is burnout / compassion fatigue. And it can happen.
Hey.
So I'm kind of dealing with that currently, but I caught it in the early stages.
Like, you have like 900 pups, sir.
I help out a lot
Stop
of pups.
It. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. Like, I'm sorry, but like, stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Like, no, don't be sorry. Like, you're a great puppy and you're a great service pup, but at some point, like, stop looking at the treats. And, like, you have 900 puppies, sir.
It's like, I don't think he has 900.
I don't go for the treats.
Like, I can't even keep up with Canes and Barely. Never mind. They just talked to me for the first time 2 hours before this fucking podcast happened.
No, like, that's
and, like,
not
you have
true.
All of these puppies. Like, come on. Like, no. Settle down. You're good to go. Like, just settle
okay,
down.
So,
and like,
okay, so,
Dawson,
like, that's the whole thing.
Dawson.
Is like, at the end of the day, is like, you have so many puppies, sir. Like, you have a lot of puppies. So, like, that's where I want to know how you go fuck yourself, sir. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Hold up a fucking sign, cunt.
It's so, like an Oscar speech.
Right? It's like The Office right now.
Cue the music. Cue the music.
He's my director, but I still know that I'm producing the way I'm supposed to, okay?
Yeah, wait. Instead of the hook,
you
a leash.
Have, like, shut the fuck up. Literally, for everybody who doesn't know, Barely, just as I'm trying to, like, ask Scout how he deals with all of his, like, fucking, like, people and how he ends up being a service puppy to all of these pups, literally Barely just holds up a sign, get on with it, bitch.
It doesn't say bitch, it just says get on with it.
All right, so
but that is literally my question. It's like, sir, is like, I know, like, I get it, like, I know you're an amazing pup and I know you're a beautiful, amazing person in person.
Aww.
And like, you do all of these things, but like, dude, like, I can barely keep up with Canes and Barely and Matt's all folks and like chat in general and my fucking mother. So how do you deal with all of your pups while being a service pup and still being as awesome as you are? Is that being good on with it? Am I getting on with it now?
Yes.
Thank you, director.
Okay.
Thank
you.
And cue the music.
No. I love you dearly.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Off Leash, a safe for work podcast. Safe for work podcast.
This is why we have such a great podcast. We love you all.
So I'm still trying to figure out an answer for your question, Dawson, so I will try to answer it later. But like I said, so if I may continue talking about burnout. So like I do have the definition.
100% you can continue about burnout.
So burnout, essentially, according to the American Psychological Association, is physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion accompanied by decreased motivation, lower performance, and negative attitudes towards oneself and others. So when one starts
to
become...
My entire last 2 months. Wonder why I haven't fucking been on stream in how long.
So, signs of burnout can include fatigue, apathy, just loss of motivation. Those are just to name a few. So it's always, it can be hard to spot at first, but I mean, I've been burned out many times in the past, but like I was currently dealing with a tiny bit of burnout, but I did catch it in the early stages. And there are things to do for when you reach burnout, or it's also known as compassion fatigue.
So how did you realize that you hit that burnout? Because like for me, it was just like I realized that like when I went to do my schedule, I just didn't want to do anymore. So how did you feel that burnout?
So for me, I just became very lethargic. I just stopped. I started falling behind with chats and messages, and I've just been telling people like, hey, I just need to spend this evening by myself to recuperate and such and just, you know, lay low. Like I didn't physically say, I didn't say like I'm burning out, but like I just need to take a little step back. So like for my, I used to be like extremely involved in my kink community. I mean, technically still am because I'm on one of the leadership teams, but like,
and
I
like,
just,
what the fuck are we? You're literally on a podcast for the second time, motherfucker. Like, stroke your dick a little harder.
Jesus. Would you let the man talk? Would you let the pup talk, please?
No! When am I supposed to be here? I'm a distraction.
I'm just trying
to make sure that Keynes doesn't say a single word for the next 45 minutes.
Oh. When we are at BLSC, I'm gagging him when we're recording.
I hope so. I hope so.
No, I'm kidding.
No, that's what I need. But no, like you did all of that, and like that's awesome. So like the issue is like, okay, well, like when you come into it, like what stops you from doing all that?
Like
what is the main issue? Like when you like, okay, well, like I'm coming on like, okay, well, you know what? I really, you know what? I'm not gonna, like, what stops, like, what is, like you said, okay, well, I'm just tired right now. I'm just blah, blah. Like, what is the main thing that stops you from doing all of this?
So like, I feel overworked or I feel like I'm spreading myself thin.
And
so that's essentially
like, I feel the same thing. So like, what is like spreading yourself thin? Is that just like you feel like you're coming on the same time every time saying the same thing? Or like, are you coming on the same time being like, okay, well, I'm trying to come up with new things, but I just don't know what to, or like, is it like more or less like, okay, well, I know, like, for instance, like the four of us are here today, like we can just shoot the shit for the next 5 hours. But is it like, okay, well, are we trying to one up ourselves and try and be better than ourselves and trying to figure out what's going on? Or are we trying to outdo what our last interview was? Or are we just trying to like, what is it? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So for me, that's not what I experience. It's basically like I overwork myself. So I'm just like, I'm starting to run out of energy even quicker or more than usual. So like, I have to require even more time to like socially recharge because technically I'm an introvert. So like, I run out of energy even quicker. Like, so like, for example, I would be talking with a pup for like 5 minutes and boom, I'm out of energy or social mm-hmm. energy. So that could be burnout. So it's just, so ways to deal with burnout is.
Yeah. How do you overcome it?
How to overcome it is, it includes, you know, trying a new hobby or focus a little bit on something else for a certain amount of time or short amount of time mm-hmm. until you're ready to get back and then slowly get back into, you know, helping others, if that makes sense. Do not be afraid to say no. And mm-hmm. Another safety thing for service pups is do not be afraid to assert or discuss your boundaries. So like, say like, oh, yes, I may be a service pup, but I'm not comfortable with doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to make yourself do it. You want to make sure you want to do it, if that makes sense.
So I'm hearing is that a lot of the service pup mentality is a lot like an alpha mentality.
It can, and
yeah.
So it is. It can be the same, but right. A lot of times, what it is, it's more of like a beta. Situation.
Okay.
It's more of like there's an alpha, but sometimes the service pup just needs to like take charge or you know, lead the pack in a way. Mm-hmm. That's just like the every pack is going to be going to be different. It's yep. never going to be the same. So a service pup might also be like an omega or might be more of a sub type of thing, or might be more of a dom situation. It just depends on the actual pups around, as well as the situation of what is going on with the mm-hmm. with the pup. So like the outside force that is coming into the pack. Also for fatigue and all of that, like the baseline answer is learning to say no. You have to be able to, so like I deal with this all the time.
Me too.
I get messages and messages and messages from people. Oh, I want you to be my alpha. I want you to be in my pack and I want you to take charge of my life. Well,
I love you and yes, we love you, yes. But like
I am one
settle
puppy.
Down. Like we love you. You are 21 years old. You have daddy issues. We get it. Settle the fuck down.
Wait, I'm confused. Are we talking about you?
Don't worry about it, okay?
So usually what I do for that, like when pups yes. send me messages, I'm just like, I mean, I appreciate, you know, that you want to be in the pack, that you want me to be your alpha. The thing is, I don't know you well enough, and I want to make sure that we establish a long, you know, rapport before we, you know, do anything.
And that's,
yeah, like
and that's,
the one thing that I find, and I don't know if these guys find this at all, is in the puppy community and just in the community in general, what I find is that there's a lot of people differentiating what the difference is between I want you to be my alpha versus I want you to be my boyfriend.
Really?
Really?
And that I found is, and it's not even if I'm putting that out there and I'm looking at that in a different way, is that there's a lot of people that are like, hey, I don't know you. I've never met you in my life. We've had two conversations, but I want you to be my alpha. And okay. I'm like, bruh, like, I'm sorry, but like, I have a husband and my husband isn't even my alpha.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, let's slow this down. Let's figure this out. Let's see what we're doing here. And let's figure out what you want and what I want out of this and go from there. As Scout's putting on his collar, being like, I can't, nope, not even, nope, I can't. Oh my God, speaking of which, where the fuck is my collar?
Yeah, so there is a difference.
Yeah, and Scout, obviously, you can attest to this.
I haven't been asked that question before, like boyfriend and / alpha.
Well, but that's like, the thing is, like, that's what I've been finding, because, like, I don't know if these guys know, but, like, 2023 is the year of puppy ABDL. So, really? Like, every year, really? There's a certain trend that goes on. And I will tell you guys right now that in 2023, the trend is puppy play and ABDL.
Okay.
If you look in a bunch of groups, there's going to be a bunch of pups, but chances are those pups, when you've been in that group, chances are the ABDL and the little side of things has been popping up a lot more now. So like that's where I'm kind of like getting on the side of things where it's like, okay, well, I want an alpha or I want to be an alpha, but at the same time, okay, are you here for me to be an alpha or are you here for a trend?
So
that's where my issue is right now is like, there's a lot of things that are going on where, like I said, there's a lot of things going on where like, I don't care. Like I'm whatever floats your boat, dude, like I'll handle it. I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure that you're happy. But at the end of the day, like as long as you're treating me the same, I'm happy. But like, I find that like this year, it's a lot of like, okay, I want you to be my alpha, but at the end of the day, it's more like, quote unquote, you want me to be your daddy because that is what the trend is right now. Did I get off topic? I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No. So like going to that is, you definitely have to have communication, with whoever you're talking to, with the fact of, okay, if someone wants you to be their handler or their alpha or something, it's not an overnight process. It is, it is something that you both have to work on together and get like that relationship to that point. It's not something that you're just like, oh, you're my alpha now. No. We need to set up ground rules. We need to set up all sorts of things. And before that even triggers that
I'm thank you for saying that, Keynes, because like, am I not wrong? Like, again, not to say it in this way or not, whether or not it is that way, but am I not wrong that if we are in a alpha, beta, omega, whatever it is, pack, is that not equivalent to what a relationship? Like, I get that, okay, we might not be sharing financials. We may not be like doing X, Y, and Z as far as like, you know, sharing a house and all that. But like, if you are in an alpha beta relationship with somebody, it is a relationship. Like there is trust there. You need to like, there isn't 100%. Like, it's not just like, oh, well, I met you online and oh, hey, you can be more done. No, you need to watch for like, that's some like fucking Chris Hansen shit going on. If you just accept it as par.
Like my favorite example of this is a Grindr hookup will sometimes message me and will be like, oh, you're really a cute puppy. Let me own you.
Yep. I've received that.
And I'm like, no, that's not the way that works. Let me educate you for a little bit and explain to them.
There's literally a reason why that happened, and I'm trying to move over my house now because some random, like, there's literally, I'm trying to move over my house now because of that.
Oh man.
Oh,
yeah, scary. It's rough. It's been a rough month.
Oh, anyways, basically what you need to do as a pup, if you are ever given that situation, you need to basically sit down with them, educate them in the politest way possible, or just block them.
Or send them the off-leash podcast from
episode you can do one, that. Yes.
And then we'll figure some shit out and then we'll be able to go from there. Maybe they'll even be a fucking like host, guest host on the podcast one day and we'll be able to set them straight. But until
a representative will be with you momentarily.
Do I need to make a hotline? I will make a hotline and I will start recording voice messages if I have to.
Can I join you with that?
I'll just put out my personal cell phone number because it's not like I answer any of the cell phones anyway. So as long as you end up on my voicemail, we'll be good to go.
And one thing I have, so when I train new pups or help pups get into, you know, pup play, like I don't tell them, you know, because some pups tell me like, okay, I want to get right into it. And I tell them, no, we can't do that. Usually the first session, I want to get to know you. I want to talk with you. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. The reason why is so I can, you know, get a specific experience for you and make sure that you have a good experience in a very safe and non-judgmental environment.
And yes, can we put that out here right now? Because you have no idea, since I've started doing this podcast, the amount of messages I've gotten from handlers.
Really?
People saying, hey, a puppy's messaged me saying, hey, I want you to take control, put me on a leash, and put me in a kennel, and have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they've never even, like, this is the second time they've met up with them.
Yeah.
Puppies, as much as you are in control, you are also in control of your handler. Do not go up to a handler and say, hey, lock me in a kennel and fucking choke me and gag me on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And then hope that they're going to be your forever handler. Honey. have we talked from day one on this podcast? Communication.
And consent.
And consent.
Yes.
Because I am sorry, but I have gotten 7 different message, and I live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, like bumfuck nowhere Grindr, and I'm getting 7 messages from people saying, hey, a puppy has messaged me saying, hey, put me in a kennel, and I don't have one. What should I do? Bruh.
Oh, honey.
Help your handler out.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't help. Communication. You are not going to be the best puppy you can be unless you help your handler be the best handler they can be. So, right. Par none.
And,
so
and I don't expect your handler to know what's going to make
exactly.
you happy.
You cannot be a service puppy unless you service your handler and they know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
Now, when saying servicing your handler.
Exactly.
That's a difference.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
I just want to let you know.
So I want to give an example of this. And I'm sorry. I'm just going to spill this out now. You know who
you
are.
Don't be sorry. You can't be any more sorry than Dawson.
No. I'm sorry to the person that I'm going to basically out with all of this, because they're going to know exactly who it is.
Okay.
Anyways, so when you're first starting out as a pup, okay, what I will do if I'm training a new puppy, for instance, and I've done this numerous times.
Jason's going to be pissed.
Wait, what? Who?
What?
Who's that? I'm so confused.
I'm just assuming it's whoever you're talking about.
Oh.
Oh.
His name is Jason now.
Like, or yeah, no, it's John Doe. Now.
So
John Doe.
So I will sit them aside and basically explain the whole situation. If they're new to puppy play, and yes, this is not the first time that we're ever meeting. This is usually someone that I have already talked to, had lunch with them, that we've hung out several times before then.
You're definitely not on
Grindr. When we are both ready for that, like, portion of the relationship type of thing.
Yeah.
What I will do is I will give them a hood. I don't put it on them. I give them the hood.
But you have like 8.
Yes, but I
have 3. I'm sorry.
I still want to know what hood you give them. You still have yet to show me what hood. Like, you have to give me the whole, like, I get that, like, you're going to meet me in Reno, and, like, you told me to go fuck myself when I said I'm going to meet you at your house instead. But, like, I get that it's going to be half burnt down by the time I get down there. But, like, you still have to show me what hood you give everybody. Because, like, okay. this is your sexy. No, not right now, bitch. No, we don't have time for it. We don't have time for it. Do it after.
Okay.
We don't have time for it.
So, okay.
But,
Dawson,
like, right now, this is your sexy hood. I've seen your show hood. But I need to see what your, like, sex, give out hood is.
Yes. So,
we'll put it in Instagram later.
So, basically, what I will do is I will give them the hood. Not let them, like, just put it on and then just sit there. Like, that's not the thing. I explain to them.
Your dick's already in their mouth.
No, I, it's not sexual at all. It is very much a time for them to figure out everything that is going on. I explain to them, okay, this hood is basically going to transform you into more of a puppy, and you're going to be very, very quiet. You're not going to be vocal. You're not going to say anything, but I'm going to be here while you have this journey to explore this space, however you want to do that. I'm going to be here helping you through it, and whatever you need, just let me know, or point to it, or give body language to what you want, and then I will help you through it. And then we're going to sit here, and I'm going to just let you be you as a puppy. I might give you some scratches, okay, on the head type of thing, make you, you know, make you feel comfortable, and then go from there. So, like, if, you know, they're wearing the hood for a little while, and, you know, I might give them a little bit of a head pat or, you know, scratch behind the ears. Puppies love the scratch behind the ears. Like, and I mean like on the hood, right on the tip of their ear. Mm-hmm. They absolutely love that. And,
oh yes.
mine is right where the stitches are in front of the front brow because I don't shower often. So I have really bad dandruff. So I have really flaky skin. So that's where like the start of like the rashes start. Like you can literally see like a little, like right here. You can see where, because I haven't showered enough, this is where like the flaky skin starts and it goes up here. So I feel like you go right here where the little line is. It's like,
Yeah. And when we go to BLFC, we're going to make Dawson shower. He's going to take his whole year's worth of showers that week. We're there.
You have no idea. Like, yes. Literally, as soon as I land in Reno, I am going. So the moment I land anywhere I go, the moment I have to do is Walmart, because I have to go buy the shampoo and the hand and the shampoo and like the shampoo and the hand wash and the body wash that I normally use. Because if not, like, look at this shit. Like, I'm still like, these guys saw me literally the last time we recorded, I'm still like getting rid of the final hives. Oh, like, geez. Look at this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you were saying, Canes,
that's not what I was saying. Oh, fucking ignore me. Thank you, Scout. Oh,
sorry.
No.
No, no.
Wow. I'm not talking about my allergic reaction here. Oh, by the way, Canes, about last
week. I want to know more about what Canes has to say about introducing a pup to pup play.
There you go.
No, like, that's why I was, well, isn't that what the last episode was about? But
it
like,
was, but he was in the middle of an exclamation.
Sorry.
It's all good. I'm done.
He doesn't remember.
I'm done now. Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't remember. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So
no, that's why I like broke up and I like went into that. But like, Kate, so like when you went into that, so like say for instance, like when you went into like how you have their other hoods, like sometimes like for me, that's what I was going to say is like, so like you like sometimes will give them their hood and like be like, okay, like just chill out in this for a bit. Whereas like other times I'm like, just like, well, I'm in my hood and I'm just going to lie down on my doggy bed while my husband fucks some random guy.
Mm-hmm. So I also. So
what's the difference between that? So have you done that before? What's your goal into where like somebody's like not, oh, wow, it's a pup hood. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I wasn't expecting that.
So it depends on, and this is what the communication beforehand is mm-hmm. so particular, because you need to know, do they want to explore the headspace or do they want it to be more of a sexual experience? Because I've definitely have had people come over where they're like, no, I just want the sexual experience of wearing a hood and you fucking mm-hmm. the living shit out of me. And I'm like, okay, sounds good.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nope. And wonderful.
Yeah. So let me get the frisky hood.
They're still vocal. They're still, you know, they're still human. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to go to the headspace, though, it's a different endeavor because you need to have that trust and communication beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I hope that explains it the best of my ability.
Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming the best way, and like Scout was getting at this point, is like the best way to go about it is that like you have your regular hood that like, you know, if you guys have seen the YouTube videos that Canes has right now, that is like, you got your hood, you got your muzzle, you got your all that fun stuff, but then you have your frisky hood that is basically the same thing, but then there's just an elastic around your chin so that way you can just take all of the cock at the same time and you're good to go without it fucking catching on anything. I think that's basically what it is. Not that that has to do with servicing. Well, I guess it has to do with servicing, so like it depends on your servicing that day. But Scout, the one thing that I wanted to double check with you is, and because this is always the one thing, and I think we need to actually, like, honestly, guys, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I think we need to have an entire episode on this because I don't think we've had it yet, is aftercare.
Yes.
I think we need to have an entire episode on aftercare.
Sure.
Because my thing is, like, I feel that, like, with service pups,
our
main thing is aftercare. Like, it doesn't matter what happens. Like, that's why I feel like I'm the biggest service pup in the world, is because, like I said, is, again, I will lie down on the floor on my pup bed while my husband and some other guy fuck, and they will just have the time of their lives for fucking 3 hours. And then after they're done, I'll just crawl into bed and I'll just cuddle them and I'll do everything. And it's just like, that is just 100% aftercare afterwards. So, like, that's what I feel like service pups are, like, meant for, is aftercare. And I don't know if you agree with that or not, or if you want to elaborate on that. But, so, like, that's...
Oh, so, like, yes, service pups can be extremely helpful for aftercare, especially for brand new pups who just got into the full pup space, like, without, you know, as you explained earlier. And, yeah, if you want, I would love to talk more about that in a different podcast. I mean, a different episode, if you'll allow me.
Yeah, we can totally do an episode on aftercare.
But yeah, because aftercare is extremely essential for any kink, but also particular in pup play. So, like, I do a lot of check-ins and all that stuff.
Yeah. Canes, anything else on service pups?
Basically, just wrapping up what Scout was just talking about and everything else. Some things that we do need to talk about is puppy play is BDSM light is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely like a sub-dom light, or a beginning steps to a master and owner or a sub, like full-time sub, and it's a lifestyle at that point. So there's definitely different degrees to all of these kinks that we've been talking about in this podcast, and we just want to make sure that everyone understands that yes, aftercare is very, very important on all of these things. And the further and further you go into it, the more aftercare is needed longer and more of it. Because the coming out of that headspace, the coming out of all of the things that are happening are very important for that pup or individual to know that they are still loved in whatever circumstance was done in that scene or with those people.
Right. Yeah. And like aftercare, like, and it could completely, like, again, like how Keynes was saying, it all depends on the individual. Like,
yep.
An aftercare scene compared to after you've done fisting could be the same to the aftercare scene to somebody where you've just been doggy style anal.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on how kinky they are and what sense and where they are at in their sexual journey.
Mm-hmm. Especially for newer pups or newer people who are, like, new to the kinks.
Like, some people, like, at the end of the day, like, for me, like, I can deal with stuff and I can do things, but, like, my aftercare is constant cuddles, because if I don't do cuddles, guess what? I'm going to have a nightmare, and chances are I'm punching you in the fucking face.
Okay. Right. Taking notes.
Like, so literally taking notes. So Matt's All Folks, shout out to Matt's All Folks. So something happened while we were down in Toronto, and I didn't get the proper aftercare, and I had the most, like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but all of a sudden, Matt's All Folks had a hole in their fucking wall because apparently I put my head through it.
Oh, jeez.
So that's the difference between aftercare, is, like, making sure that somebody is okay, or making sure that they're going to have the worst, like, nightmare in their life. So just make sure that, like, yes, we have our selfish tops out there. We know who you are.
will just fucking nut and just pass the fuck out and have a nice day on the couch. No. Make sure you take care of your bottoms, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my pup that came over today after we were done, I said, let's get you in the shower. And I took him in the shower and I cleaned him all up and made sure that he was.
He'd done that to me at the same care time.
For. I know. Well, you're in bumfuck Canada. So hey, it was a long trip.
Out of everybody on this podcast, you're the only one with my cell phone number. So you could have totally called me.
Oh, no. Kane's has your cell phone number.
I don't have your cell phone number.
No. Kane's doesn't have my cell phone number, actually. You're the only one barely that actually has my cell phone number. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, barely is the only one that actually has my cell number. Well, I feel
so special. All right. Yeah. All right. So let's move on to this topic took up all the time of our podcast, but I still want to do the Wheel of Kink.
You know what? We have like normally like for like outrageous podcasts, we go like an hour and a half, and like we have a guest today.
Yes, so, I know.
You know what? We're doing pretty good.
We're doing pretty good. So let's spin the Wheel of Kink and let's see see what's coming up with the Wheel of Kink here.
Now, here's the thing: is we're gonna spin the Wheel of Kink, and I want to know as soon as we spin it if Scout knows what it is.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
And Scout, honestly, start thinking about it now because fuck all of us. You're coming up. Our guest today is coming up with our special sex position.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. We fucked that up the first time. I don't care. Because I'm not doing this again. Scout, you're coming up with the special sex position today, okay? So we're gonna spin the wheel. Scout, you're gonna do your best to try and figure out what it is while trying to also figure out
a sex
what
position your sex for position later. Is. All right. Okay? So here's the word.
Be a good episode.
Here's the word. Phobophilia.
Okay, so phobophilia. So okay. Does that deal? So I'm guessing that either deals with fear or panic.
Correct.
And okay. Philia is. Okay, so you are turned on by fear play.
Absolutely correct. Ding, ding,
fuck
ding.
You cut. Wow.
Wow.
Everybody give a round of applause.
Wow, fear that play was is really very popular in my community.
Is it really? Okay.
But I did not know that was a name.
This is why you're our second guest on this show.
Yes. So, phobophilia, does that trigger anything for you guys?
Yes and no.
I'm afraid of it.
So does that count? Like, it's not that I'm afraid, but like, does that count? Like, I don't know if that like falls into like. Okay, well, if I'm jerking off and I'm like, okay, well, I know I'm going to get caught. And then once I get caught, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, that could be if you put yourself into a position where you would get caught, I guess.
So some things that I...
Like, remember when I was jerking off and I ended up getting fucked over by being naked underneath the bridge?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, I knew I would eventually get caught. Like, I knew eventually a car would come through.
And that's
just so happens that I come as soon as the cop lights came on.
But, see, that's a part of, like, the exhibitionism.
So, is and that, like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That can play a part. It can just play a part in it.
Okay.
Also, something that this kind of goes into is knife play. When it's into more of like the dangerous, like breath play or, you know, stuff like that, where it can be on the dangerous side. This is kind of like
the moment that like, you know, like I'm jerking off and you like stab a needle in my left nut. And then all of a sudden, sure. I like come over you. Like it's literally the moment the needle stabs.
No, it's more.
No, just me. Is that just me, guys?
That's just you.
No?
It's more about being turned on by being afraid. So yes. I remember years ago. Okay. I didn't know that this was a thing, but I remember years ago. I think it was probably 25, 26, and I went to a horror flick with this guy. And we're sitting there watching it, and he's screaming at everything. And he leans over and he says, I'm so fucking hard right now. I'm like, okay.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Like, so
well, hi, Todd. Welcome to the family.
The big difference between those two things is more of a physical and a more of a non-physical. So, like, So like knife play, you know, and the things that I just listed just a little while ago, those are physical activities that induce fear.
Elicit fear. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So fear
so
itself.
It's kind of like Scary Movie when the bitch was like getting attacked in the locker room, the ginger bitch where she's like, oh my God, like, oh my God, I broke my leg. Now what I'm supposed to do? Oh my God, you chopped my head off? Oh my God, I'm just gonna die.
No.
So it's like kind of like that thing where it's like, oh my God, you know, like you're in danger, but you're still gonna come anyway.
No. So it's more of like,
okay, I'm way off. Okay.
So it's more of like when you are like in a locker room, being scared of like being caught by someone, but it still is like the danger is turning you on. That's this kink. I didn't know there was actually a term for
it. Like
this is back
the first
in the
day
I'm
when we used to play
it.
Doctor with our like cousins and sure. sisters and stuff. Yeah. And we're like, oh, our parents are going to catch us.
So it's like the fight and flight response, but right. you get turned on by it.
By
so
the
like,
fight, okay. Yeah.
And exactly. I think emotional sadism can come into this too.
Only my response was Kentucky, everybody. My response was Kentucky. It was never, it's not legit. Okay. Don't look into it.
All right.
Don't look into it.
Okay.
Don't look into
okay.
it.
Okay. Shall we get our
Let's
next
spin the wheel again?
Let's spin the wheel again.
Really spinning the wheel again before we look into this.
Yes. Let's. Okay. The sound is grinding down, and it is.
Isn't this such a fun episode since your last episode, Scout?
Okay, yeah. This right. is crush fetish.
Ooh, so is this like how like I keep getting pissed off at my ex, even though my ex?
No. This is like you're sexually aroused by crushing things, specifically.
Oh, so it's like that like meme where everybody's like Cotton Eye Joe and they just like smash.
So, if I may guess, is it this like a version of CBT?
No.
This is more of you're sexually aroused by crushing, like you know, small animals.
This is like
bugs,
if you were to crush
insects,
a squirrel.
I mean, you know, there was
crush a pop can,
anything like that. Yeah, crush like, a pop can, crush something.
Oh, okay, so it's like based off like, sound.
Know, yes. Yeah, like watch a CNN episode about like some like you know submarine going down to see a Titanic. You would get hard and jizzed by that. you know,
too soon.
Sorry, guys, too soon, too soon. But yeah, things like that.
Like, we're gonna get canceled.
Oh yeah, they're down there that little submarine. Oh, they got squished.
If you get canceled, all you have to do is get rid of me, and we'll be fine. Yeah, so it's fine. If you cancel, I'm canceled. So cancel me, everybody. We know what's canceled.
We put the adult warning up at the beginning of this podcast.
Yes.
So
and if anybody needs to remember, if you need to cancel me, remember Canes is the one that endorsed me.
That's true. So anyway, so crushing. So crushing a crushing fetish. Puppies. Yep. Sit. Puppies. Stay quiet. Okay. So are any of you turned on by crushing things or seeing things crushed?
No.
All right.
I mean like crushing the leaves and such, like campground. Yes, that really turns me on for some odd reason.
Really?
No. Okay.
A bag of leaves for the pot for the
like
room
you know
and podcast
crushing
at,
like
BLFC
the place. Campground like it's just
yeah.
No. I am more like for fluffing, I guess. Is that what that is called? It's for fluffing.
So when
is
you mean by fluffing, called? Do you mean
no,
by
like
fluffing
like,
a person's
like this,
dick?
Like
no, that's just ball tickling. Fluffing just means you keep them hard in between scenes. So for everybody listening, we're watching Kane slap. We're watching Dawson slap his cock around. So, at least he's not using a ball peen hammer. So
don't get me started. You have to still say PG-13 on this,
right? Well, okay. So our next spin. Oh, let's go to our next spin. Oh my God. I don't even know how this got so out of control. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Our last one.
You haven't seen me in 3.5 weeks. How do you not know this didn't get
bathroom control? So that's where your alpha or your dom doesn't allow you to go to the bathroom.
So this can be a interesting kink because it's more
if we go camping, it's okay.
No, so this can be into like the humiliation side of things, where like the sub is being told, oh no, you can't go to the bathroom, and he actually pees himself, like in public. That's a whole thing that some people are into. This can be a more of like a ABDL side of things, that you know they have to hold it until they go in their diaper, or they're going in their diaper. There's some that is more into like water sports, so they are more, you know,
being scout. Hey.
So they're being told, okay, instead of going to the bathroom, you need to actually like go in my mouth,
take a cup,
save it for later, or whatever. Basically, that's
by the
that's
way, part that of, is a cute. I know we're like, what, an hour and 20 minutes to this, but Canes, I know to cut you off. I'm sorry, but I just want to say that, like, I haven't seen that harness on you yet. And that's cute.
That's a beautiful harness.
You've been wearing it for the last hour and a half, but, like, it's cute. Anyway, carry on.
Okay. So it can range, but a lot of times it's, up and down.
it's like my heart monitor.
But I thought that was a fart monitor. That's a different thing.
It was the chair.
Yes.
That
was the chair.
Yeah. If I may add, or did you have something to say, Kane?
No. Let Kane's finish, because if not, we're both assholes.
No. Go ahead, Scout.
No. So, like, with bathroom.
How is he okay with this? Now, bruh.
I'm the guest. Fine. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's fine.
I'm going to get on with it.
I'm muting my mic now.
Bye. I don't know if that was muted towards me.
No.
So one safety thing for like bathroom play is make sure you don't like make the person like hold it for like a really long time, because that can be very damaging to their system.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Just a word of caution, but yes, just want to.
Hemorrhoids and urinary tract infection. You do not want them, because if you're in the States, that's a lot of money. In Canada, it's free. But in the States...
So you get better.
The problem with Canada, though, is I have to wait like six months in order to see a specialist.
Yeah, and it's going
to
fix up.
At least it's free, bitch. That's the difference.
But I can go to the ER immediately.
Okay, you know what? Literally, we're going to be playing within the next. So, okay, guys, heads up. This is like behind the scenes news for everybody, okay? On Twitch, we're going to be starting to play Valheim again. I hope you're ready, Scott. Or Scott. Holy fuck, wow.
Hey, I get called Scott
all
the time.
Have another joint.
Scott, apparently. Wow. I'm not even... Okay, guys, I got rid of all the antihistamines this time. We're good to go. But Scout, we're going to be playing Valheim, because the issue is that my arm is actually feeling so good right now.
Yay!
That I need to fuck it up for my appointment in December, because my issue is that, like, I got my specialist appointment for my arm going numb 9 months away from it, and now all of a sudden it's starting to feel like good because I did all the things to make it feel better. And
I would still see your specialist.
Now I'm going to go see a special, and they're like, oh, you're fine. You don't have to worry about it. And then like 3 years from now, I'll be like, oh, I need to see you again.
Well, more on that later.
We're going to fuck this up.
If you want, when we're in Reno, I'll just dislocate your shoulder.
Oh my God.
And then we're just like,
right,
bam.
We're going to be in Reno. I could just use my left hand the entire weekend.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do, guys. We're in Reno before I go see my doctor. We're just going to use my left hand the entire week, and we're going to fuck shit up. Let's do this, guys. We know what we're doing now. Fuck you, Scout. We don't need you. We know what we're doing. Let's do this, Reno.
Oh, sorry, I was going to flip you off over camera.
Every single time, guys, when we go to do our meet and greet, you shake my left hand as much as you can.
Yeah, come in me, bro. Yeah.
Come in me, bro.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, the fan comes out. Oh, the sassy pups are here.
Okay. All right.
All right. So
what's his fan say? Oh. His fan says oot. His fan says foom. Oh no, woof. He turned it around. Okay.
Sorry.
Why you turned it was backwards.
Backwards. Foom. It was backwards.
It was backwards foom. At first. It was foom.
Oof.
Wow.
It's like, what the fuck is
you know
foom?
Eventually one day, like this I is like why foam. I asked you to record the video of this so one day I can just get the AI to like just put this up on YouTube and we'll be good to go with all of us individually.
Okay.
Oh
right.
My okay, god. Scout, anyway, let's were we supposed to spin the wheel
Scout,
like
no,
no,
no, we're done with the wheel. Scout, you had we're something done? To say. Yes.
But Scout, oh wait, hold on. Scout has to do his
he's not done talking yet.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Okay. All right. All right, so in that case, Scout, what's your sex position for the week?
Oh, God. Yeah. God, this is so hard. How do you guys right? do it?
Ask Scout. Ask, not
I'll
ask
do the,
ask
you know, I'll means. Do the, no, wait, no, the burnout sounds really.
The burnout.
Wait,
the burnout. No, that's great.
What's
that's
the
a
burnout?
Great, that's a
what's
great, that's a great
burnout?
Title.
Oh, wait,
what's,
wait, wait.
What's the burnout?
The yes. burnout, yes.
What is the burnout?
The burnout.
What's that after yeah. fucking tea? Tikka masala and you fucking fuck the guy as the bottom.
So so I would highly not recommend not to do this, but this is from one idea I've heard from a very good sadist, but to use to use hot sauce as lube.
Oh.
Oh, do not do that. Do not do that. Do not do that.
Get the sriracha sauce and get the
or Frank's
the,
Red Hot.
Yeah, the
no,
sriracha.
You put that
bomb.
Shit on everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Well, not only does that hurt the bottom, but it hurts
oh,
the top
god.
Too.
Yeah, oh yeah. It hurts yeah. everybody.
Everyone in Paul.
That's if you want to fuck everybody, including yourself.
Yeah.
Was it the last episode or the episode before that I was talking about eating Mr. Noodles and bottoming like right after and Keynes was like, no.
No. No.
Because it's like
no.
slime.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do Dawson, it, anybody. Dawson, don't do the burnout.
Okay,
Dawson
the burnout.
Has the hiccups now. It's
he does.
Cute.
I love it. I love it. All right.
Yeah. But yes, so that is actually very interesting because I don't know if you've ever seen the meme of the bad dragon toy, basically, that has, you know, the tubes where you can put cum lube
yeah,
in right. it. So I've seen literally one that's the dragon. And they're like, make this more real. And they have literally a sriracha bottle. And
oh.
they're filling the tube with it. And it's stretching
oh.
out.
Oh, no.
You know, I ask you every episode to oh. send me shit like this. And then you know what I get is nothing but a, oh, sorry, I was at work. So you're
he's
worse
busy.
Than my fucking,
I am very
you're worse
busy.
Than a girlfriend, Keynes.
Well, I'll tell you what. So
send me this shit.
So when I was in high school, there was a drive-in theater remote out by where I live, and they would show X-rated movies at this drive-in, which was
is that where you got in shit with Pee-wee Herman?
No, 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 no. This was a drive-in.
Okay. Did you know that Pee-wee Herman got in trouble and
I
got
know.
Arrested for
yes.
jerking off in a theater?
But he's dead now, so, you know.
He's dead now, but yeah. not many people know that now. That
no,
dead.
I knew that. I knew that.
It's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, I knew that. But anyway, so we were, and they would like be $5 for a carload. So all us guys would get together and we'd go to these X-rated movies
load.
In yeah. the in a carload, huh? And one of the coming attractions was for a show called The Devil coming. Fucked Me. And all it was a bunch of clips of this dick coming fire out of the end of its dick. And I was like, ow, yeah. ow, 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 because it was supposed to
that
be
is
devil.
Not lit.
Yeah. It's not
it's
lit.
It's not
at all.
Lit.
No.
I mean, I'm all into cumulations, but
yeah.
like, not that.
Yeah. So I like, oh, that looks like oh.
that's that's nah. a hard limit for me.
Yeah, it's like don't
hot
don't
sauce
fire
and
ass.
Fire.
Yeah,
well, I've put... actually had Fireplay on me done before.
Fireplay for... is good if you put
I
a little,
haven't
a little ethyl the... alcohol and oh, you know what you know what's good for Fireplay. And I'm pointing at you. You can't see it, but I'm pointing at you, Dawson. Flash oh. paper.
No, actually, in this
flash paper
area,
is
you're
good.
Technically
yeah.
pointing at Keynes.
Okay,
but like the episode that we had with barely talking about. The wax play and the heat play and all that.
Right.
I was actually kind of like, you know what? You should try that.
Because,
like, I'd be intrigued.
You've never had it
because,
done?
Because, like,
you?
I knew, like, I've, like, because obviously, like, I've dealt with, like, wax candles on my table when I'm flying them around, and I've had wax fall on me, and, like, just shit happen. I'm like,
ooh, be careful about the wax.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's, like, literally, like, there's things where, like, it's hilarious where, like, we'll be just, like, in the kitchen, nothing's going on, nothing sexual, and then all of a sudden, fucking, like, Marcus will just touch me with the end of a cigarette lighter and just burn me, and all of a sudden, like, I'll get a half chub and be like,
meow. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, cool.
So, if you're gonna do wax play and candle play.
And that's where, like, I would trust Barely with it, because I've heard him play with it before, and the fact that he, like, he knows his shit about, like, what wax to use.
Yep. Right, there's special...
That's the only reason I'm okay with it.
There's a special wax. It's designed for heat and temperature play, and it actually is cooler than regular candle wax. And the key is not to have at least 10 to 12 inches above the subject for the candle wax to drop. It's still liquid when it hits, but it does cool down almost 60 to 70 degrees from the time it melts to the time it hits you, just from going through the air during that 12-inch drop.
Is that like the soy candle?
Yeah, I think they're made out of soy.
Yeah, but they're soy. Made out of soy.
They have a low melt, like, or
low melt point.
Like, yeah, low melt point.
Yeah, because the issue with wax is that it cools from the outside in.
Right.
So you want to make sure that the interior temperature is at least a decent temperature for your skin versus the outside.
So what's because really
if
fun.
If the outside is 70, the inside is going to be 180.
Yep.
And it'll slowly cool down. So what's, whereas the soy candles, they'll be 80 degrees when they hit you.
Candles.
But then automatically they fucking cool down.
Right. So what's really fun is to take, like, an ice cube and run it up and down your cock.
Yes.
And then drop the candle wax on it, because it's like an instant hot, but it's instant cool. And it gives you that. Gives you both sensations at once. I'm going to have a lot of fun at PLFC.
Which would be great. But
I'm not
going
to get to go anywhere. I'm just going to be naked in my hotel room the entire time doing things to people.
Ains
I can see it.
Where's the panelists? Like, yes, they're in their hotel room.
Ains is going to be sitting and be like, oh, I love this. And be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, remember on the podcast you said you would never do this, cunt?
So I'm literally just gonna, like, start bringing, like, people from the con space up to our room and just, like, be
so.
Like, Barely.
And clear. Then you know what? We're gonna do an entire magic show. I'm
take
gonna
a number.
My whole magic show.
Take a number.
Take a
go.
Number.
Yeah.
The deli number. Do. The deli counter.
Oh, that's I'm how gonna we're get gonna, a deli. I'm gonna, gonna get pay. A deli number dispenser for the outside the door handle.
Please, like, that's how we're gonna pay for an entire BLC tour. Is it's gonna be
DMV style.
With the fucking little, like, razor blade, like, little thing that Kane said that he's the one on his shaft. What was that little rotary blade that you said she had, Bear?
What?
Remember, he's talking about the pinwheel.
Oh, the pinwheel. The,
the Wartenberg wheel.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Oh, I love those.
Doing magic, and I'll do all that, and then Keynes will just be recording in the background.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. It's like...
here's the thing, though. As long as the cameraman gets, like, a shot on my face...
Yeah. Oh,
somebody's dying sirens? Again, Bear.
Yeah, that's
Barely.
Hey,
we found out that apparently I'm not the Barely lives beside
a fire department.
A fire department. So
are there hot guys?
Oh yes,
we haven't found out yet.
When can I visit you?
Whenever you want, because I was telling them a couple of weeks ago.
Never mind, you're closer to Bear than me and Keynes are together. So
what's funny about this is when it's hot outside. There's a lot of, this is also a residence fire hall, so they've got firemen that live there, and they're student firemen, so they're all in their mid-20s, in the summertime, you know, they go out in their turnouts, but all they wear is their little Speedos underneath their turnouts. And when they come back and they're all done, they take their turnouts off in the driveway of the fire hall. So they're just there in their Speedos. And it's like every time there's a fire call and I got nothing to do, I'll go for a walk around the block when I hear them
coming
back.
That's what I would do.
It's like,
right?
Let's take a walk together.
Speaking of a walk around the block, Scout, I just want to say that like your audio is so much better compared to last time.
Yeah.
Like,
I used my MacBook mic last time.
Like, I can feel like I can feel you in the back of my throat this time. Like,
oh,
we can actually hear you. Like, I feel like Barely is going to have next to no editing to do this week. Like,
I felt so bad. I was just like, when I heard the episode, I was like, sometimes we have these issues. I was like, oh.
Yep. No. Hey, so for $30.
No, it had nothing to do with you, but it had all to do with you. But you know what? We're not going to blame it on you.
For $30, I can get a ticket to Spencer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh,
I just looked it up on Amazon.
If you want to do a DMV style, get like forms. It's like, sir, did you fill out the form?
Did you fill out the
W-9 form?
There's a release form you need to fill out.
The King form.
Yeah. We need to know what you're into, what you're not into. What type of
suggested? We have a whole subscription.
Did you feel the hard limits, sir?
Oh God, there's gonna be a line outside our door. I swear to God.
And have a secretary like with a cigarette voice.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Charlie, this week you're not going to be able to get on here. I don't know what you're going to do.
Like in Beetlejuice.
You find a different podcast so you don't want to cry.
Do you want to have an orgasm or you do not want to have an orgasm? This is the orgasm line. This is the non-orgasm line. If you're just going to be a service, you sit over here. If you're just going to
services, like, that's it.
Bottoms to the left, right, tops to the right. All right.
Scout, before we go, because like we're at our hour and a half mark.
We are.
Go crazy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, that's
what
okay.
No. This is where I am right now. No. You don't have to apologize. I'm the Canadian one here, so go fuck yourself.
I'm more Canadian, according to Matt Saul, folks.
Before we go, is there anything else? Because again, like last time, we cut each other off because we're like, we're way off fucking topic.
Yep, sir.
Is there anything else that you think that we didn't cover that we need to cover for service pups? Because like, we know that, like, you know, just like you said, you're sorry. We're sorry. We'll do what we need to do to make you happy. We're going to lie down and just basically face down, ass up to make sure that you're good to go for the rest of the week. Is there anything else that you need to fucking add into this aside from our fucking hoods and making us look cute and being from there? Because honestly, Scout, we're so happy that we've had you here again. We're so happy that we've had you here. Like, this is our second visit with you, our third guest host account, and we're so happy to have you here. You're in a completely different thing. You sound amazing, but your background looks like shit instead this time.
He just moved.
You know,
I just moved, bitch.
Give the pup a chance.
Fuck you.
So come on,
give it a chance. Let me hear. Is this better?
There you go.
No.
There you go.
Make your bed.
I'm gonna say no. I was gonna say something like low blow, but I'm not.
Yes. I'm into my low blows. So
like what I want to say. I feel we did cover basically what I wanted to talk about, highlighting the safety. So like, but above all, don't be for service pups. Don't be afraid to say no. Please, don't force yourself to do things. If you do not feel comfortable doing it and you're like, oh, I gotta make myself do this, you already have your answer.
You're right.
No.
Yeah. What, if you feel uncomfortable, don't do it.
Yep.
And do it. For any alphas out there or doms and your service pup or your sub says, that's not what I want to do. Don't do it. You
move on.
And
yeah,
move on. And I think, Scout, I've talked to you this about before. For all of our service pups out there, I'll tell Scout the same thing, and he can agree. And he has said, as soon as I send us this sentence, he's going to be like, "Yeah, bruh, I agree with you." We have told it before. All of our service pups out there, before you become a service pup, if you don't have a therapist that can help you out, Google it.
and look up assertiveness training. Because for all of our service pups out there, assertiveness training is the best thing that we can ever do, because honestly, that is the best thing that this pup has ever done. And when it comes down to it, like Scout said, as much as we want to say yes, the most power that we can have as service pups is saying no. And that is the one thing, if there were anything that we're going to get through this episode for the last hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, is make sure that no matter how much we want to please people, that we also need to know our boundaries. Because at the end of the day, there's a difference between finding somebody who wants to make us whole, and there's a difference between you finding somebody to make whole. And you need to find that difference, and that difference is saying no.
Right. Agreed.
So find a nervousness training, be who you are, love who you are, and at the end of the day, shut up, okay?
Assertiveness.
It's scientific, okay? Fuck you. Fuck you,
where
Kane's
are we, Oz?
We're naming
we're
in it,
Oz.
Okay?
It's like, we're not. All right, let's wrap this up.
We're doing what we need to do. Barely you do your sign off. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Okay, good. Well, you've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual kinks. I am Barely Normal, and with me has been...
I've been Kane's.
And this has been Dawson.
And thanks to our special guest, Scout Winchester, for discussing service pups. Winchester, you're always welcome back on the show. I hope that you weren't totally flabbergasted on this episode.
Oh, God,
and you'll come back again. Remember,
but until next time, guys.
Until next time, guys, have fun, be a puppy, and we hope all your parts are in the right places. And bark, bark.
Moo? A bark.
Foo.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Pup Ferris, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Pup Feral, and Rudy Pup. We appreciate your support and donations.